show them to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the fifth aliyah in Parshas Chukas, that is Perek Chaf, Pasuk Chaf Beis. And we had just learned in the previous aliyah that Klal Yisrael tried to go through the land of Edom on their way to Eretz Yisrael. They were turned away, and they had to travel a different direction. So the Pasuk tells us, Vayesu miKadesh, they traveled from Kadesh, Vayavayu B'nai Yisrael, Kol Ha'eda, Har Ha'har. And B'nai Yisrael, the entire assembly, came to Har Ha'har. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Beis. Kol Ha'eda, Kulam Shleimim Va'amdim L'Karsel Aretz, everyone was whole, and they were ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. There wasn't a single one that was left that the Gzeir was on them. Shekvar kolu mesei midbar. All the people that were supposed to die in the midbar, they already died. Ve'elu, and these that were left over, they were of the ones that's written about them. Chaim kol chamayim. Har har har. What's in this name of this mountain? Har al gabe har. It was a mountain on top of a mountain. Kesapuch katan al gabe sapuch gadol. Like a small apple on top of a large apple. Ve'afal pisha anur ha'elchifnei u'mashes harim. Even though the cloud went in front of Klal Yisrael and smoothed out all the mountains. Shlosh nishru b'hen. There were still three mountains left over. Har Sinai, that was Latira, that was for Kabbalah Satira. Vahar Nevoi, Likvoras Moshe, that's where Moshe was buried. Vahar Har, Likvoras Aaron, that's where Aaron was buried. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vayyar Mashal Moshe Ve'al Aaron Bahar Har, and Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron at Har Har, Al Gvul Eretz Edom Lemar, on the border of Eretz Edom, saying, let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Al Gvul Eretz Edom. Maga, this teaches us, Shem Epanishin is Chabru Kan Luskarv L'Esav Arasha, since there was some sort of connection with Esav Arasha, because that's Edom, Nifritzu Masem V'chasu at Tzadik Hazeh, that's in a way why Aaron died now. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Daled. What did Hashem tell Moshe and Aaron? Yosef Aaron al Amav. Aaron shall be gathered into his nation. Ki lo yavei al aretz asher nesati v'nei Yisrael, because he will not come into the land that I have given to the B'nai Yisrael. Al Hashem Marisa Mespi Lemei Meriva, because you defied my word at Meri Meriva. That was where they hit the rock. Kachas Aaron, take Aaron, Vesel Lazar B'nai and Elazar his son. V'ha al oisam harahar, and bring them to the top of harahar. V'hafshet as Aaron as Begadav, and remove Aaron's clothing from him, Vilbashtam as Elazar B'nai, and put them on Elazar his son. V'Aaron Yosef u'meisham, and Aaron will be gathered in and die over there. V'yas Moshe kasher tziva Hashem, and Moshe did as Hashem commanded. V'yalu el harahar, and they went up to harahar, la'ene kol eda, in front of the entire assembly. V'yafshet Moshe as Aaron as Begadav, and Moshe removed Aaron's clothing, V'albesh oisam as Elazar B'nai, and he dressed them on Elazar his son. V'yamas Aaron, and Aaron died at the top of the mountain over there. Vayerin Moshe Elazar Minahar, and Moshe and Elazar came down from the mountain. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Hey, and let's try to understand the Pasuk's description of Aaron's death. Kachas Aaron, take Aaron, that's what Moshe has commanded. Bedivrei Nechumen, with calm and consoling words. Amar Loi, tell him, Ashrecha Shatir Kisurcha Naslam Bincha, praiseworthy are you that you see your crown being given over to your son. Masha Ein Anizak Alakach, I am not meritorious to that. Your Kahuna Gedol is being given over to your son, whereas my leadership is not being given over to my son. The next pasuk had said, "Hafshet as Aaron as Begadav as Beit Kohuna Gadol," talking about the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. Halbi Shehu, Hafshite me all of Lesitim al Benay Befanav. Dress him in them, and then take them off of him to give them to his son in front of him. Amar Lahi, he told him, he kaneslam ara, go into the cave, v'nichnas, and he went in. Ra mita mutsas v'ner dalak, he saw a bed that was set and a candle that was lit. Amar Lahi, he told him, alei lamita, go on into the bed. V'Allah, he went on the bed. Pshait yadecha, spread out your hands, upashat, he spread them. Kamatz picha, close your mouth, v'kamatz, he closed it. Atzai minecha, close your eyes, v'atzam, and he closed them. Miyad chamad mashal eisa miso, right away, Moshe desired that type of misa. V'zeu shen amar Lahi, that's why it was told him, kasher meis aron achicha, like Aaron your brother died. Misa shen es aviso la, this death that you desire, you're going to have the same one. It said in the pasuk, "Vayas Moshe, Moshe did afal pisha davar kashaloi." Even though it was hard for him, lo ikev, he didn't hold back. He didn't prevent from doing it. Now back to Chumash Pasuk Chavtes, "Vayiru kol ha'eda." The entire assembly saw ki gava Aaron, that Aaron had died. "Vayivku as Aaron shloshim yom," and they cried for Aaron 30 days. Kol Beis Yisrael, the entirety of Beis Yisrael. Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavtes tells us, "Vayiru kol ha'eda." Ksharo Moshe v'Elazar yardim Aaron lo yard. When they saw Moshe and Elazar coming down, and they didn't see Aaron coming down, Amru, they said, "Hechanu Aaron? Where's Aaron?" Amru lahem, he told them, "Meisi." Amr, they said, "Afshar Misha Amr Kenegan Amalch, Va'asar Samagefa, usually by Malach Hamavis, is it possible someone stood opposite the Malach and he stopped the plague? The Malach Hamavis is going to be able to take him?" Miad Bikesh Mesh Rachamim, right away Mesh asked for mercy, Ve'eruhu Malchi Asher Slahem Mutal Mita. And the Malachim showed them Aaron on a bed. Ra'u, they saw Veminu, and they believed. Kol Beis Yisrael, everyone mourned him. Ha'anashim ve'hanashim, the men and the women. Lefi Shahaya, Aaron Radev Shalom, Aaron chased after peace. Umatal Avo ben Bali, Merivo ben Ishla Ishtai, he made sure there was peace in between people fighting and in between man and his wife. So that's why the entirety of Klal Yisrael mourned his death. And now back to Chumash Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Vayishma ha'kenani melech Arad Yoshev ha'negev, and the Kenani, the king of Arad, who dwelled in the south, heard, Kiva Yisrael, that Yisrael came, Derech ha'atar Karim, the way of the spies, Vayilachem beYisrael, and he fought against Yisrael, Vayish b'mimenu shevi, and he captured a captive, Vayidar Yisrael neder l'Hashem vayomar, and Yisrael made a neder, a promise to Hashem, saying, Im nasin titein es ha'am hazeh b'yodi, if you give this people into my hand, meaning you deliver them to us, and we're able to win, v'charamti esareim, I will be machrim their cities. Vayish ma'Hashem b'kol Yisrael, and Hashem heard the voice of Yisrael, Vayitin es ha'kanani, and he delivered the Kanani to them, Vayachrim eshem esareim, Vayikar Shem makom Charma, and they called the name of that place Charma. Let's see what happened over here. Rashi pasuk Aleph, Vayish ma'Kanani, Shama Shemes Aaron when Estal Kanani Akavid, he heard that Aaron died and there was no more Anani Akavid, Kedisa Rosh Hashanah, Va'amalek, Ma'el Mertuis Martis Yisrael, Mezumin L'chol Eitz L'Puranis. This is actually talking about Amalek. When it says Kanani over here, it's talking about Amalek, and they are always there to cause troubles to Yidden. Yoshev HaNegev, Za'amalek, this is talking about Amalek. Shemar, it says, Amalek, Yoshev Be'eretz HaNegev, Vishinas L'shoinai, Amalek changed their language, L'dabar B'lshain Kanan. They started speaking the Kanani language, Kadesh Yisrael Mespal Makash Baruch Hu, lost his Kanan B'yadam, so that Kalai Yisrael should daven to help deliver the Kananim in their hands, Behem Enim Kananim, but they weren't Kananim, so they were hoping that Hashem wouldn't listen to Kalai Yisrael's tefillah. Ro Yisrael Vushem Klevushem Amalekim, Kalai Yisrael saw that they were dressed like Amalekim, L'shoinim L'shoin Kanan, but they were speaking like Kananim. Amru, they said, Nisbal Stam, let's just Stam daven. Shenemar, it says, Im Nosoin Titein Es Ha'am Azeh B'yadi. They didn't say, please deliver the Kanani in our hand, please deliver Amaleki in our hand. They just said, please deliver this nation in our hand. Derech HaTarim, Derech HaNegev, by way of the south, Shaholchu Ba'Meraglim, that's where the Meraglim went. Shenemar, it says, Vayalu Ba'Negev. Skip the rest of Rashi, go to the next Rashi, Vayish B'Menu Shevi, Eina El Shifcha Achas, only one maidservant was captured. So the next Pasuk tells us, Vecharamti, what does that mean? Akdesh Shalom L'Gavaya, I'm going to consecrate, I'm going to be Makdesh, all of the spoils of war for Hashem. Pasuk Gimel Rashi tells us, Vayachrim Esem, Bahariga, they killed them, Vesareim, Cherma Gavaya, they dedicated that to Hashem. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dalud, Vayisuma Harahar, and they traveled from Harahar Derech Yamsof by way of the Yamsof, Lis by Vizeres Edom, to go around Edom, but Tiktsar Nefesh Ha'am Badarech, and the spirit of the nation became short along the way. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalud. Let's take a look at the second Rashi. Lis by Vizeres Edom, Shalonisonim Lava Ba'artsai, that's because Edom didn't allow them to go through their land, so they had to go around. By Tiktsar Nefesh Ha'am Badarech, Betairech Haderech Shahok Shulahem, it was very challenging to go along the way. Amr, they said, Achshav Hayinu Krevim L'Kanesh La'aretz, we're so close to going into Eretz Yisrael. Now we have to go backwards. Our forefathers, they did that, and they had to walk around the desert for 38 years. It was very challenging for them. Their spirit grew short. It was hard for them to now continue walking along the way. So back to Chumash Pasuk Hey, and the nation spoke against Hashem and against Moshe. Why did you take us out of Mitzrayim? Lamas b'midbar, to die in the midbar. We have no bread, no water. And our souls are disgusted by lechem haklekel, with this bread that just ruins us. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Hey, Be'elikim uve Moshe, Hishvu eved l'kainai, they compared the servant to the master. Lamehel yisunu shneim shavim, both of them were equal, meaning they complained equally against Hashem and against Moshe. V'nafshenu katza, afzel l'shein kitzer nefeshu mios, this is that their souls were disgusted and it was too much for them. By lechem haklekel, what's this talking about? Fishaman nivla beivarm, since the man was absorbed into their bones, kru klekel, they called it klekel, meaning it's going to ruin us. Amr, they said, this man is going to end up blowing up in our insides. Have you ever seen someone born of a woman that took in but didn't let out? Meaning they would eat it but they wouldn't have to go to the bathroom. So they're complaining that the man is just going to end up ruining their insides. So back to Chumash Pasuk Vav, Vayishalach Hashem ba'ames hanachashim asrafim, and Hashem sent against the nation the fiery snakes. Vayinashchu es ha'am, and they bit the nation. Vayomos am rav miYisrael, and many people died from Yisrael. Vayavei am el Moshe vayemru, and the nation came to Moshe and they said, Chatanu, we've sinned. Ki dibarnu b'Hashem v'avach, we spoke against Hashem and you. Hispal Hashem, daven Hashem v'yaser me'elinu s'hanachash, and remove the snakes from us. V'hispal Moshe b'Adam, and Moshe daven for the nation. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin. V'hispal Moshe, mikan over here, we learn l'mishem avakshim menu mechila, if someone asks forgiveness from someone else, sh'loy he'achzor milimchol, he shouldn't be cruel and an achzor and stubborn and not forgive. They asked Moshe Rabbeinu for forgiveness, and he went to daven to Hashem. Back to Chumash Pasuk Ches. V'yemar shalom Moshe, Hashem said to Moshe, make for yourself a saraf, which literally means a fiery thing. It means make for yourself a snake. And put it on a pole. And it will be anyone that was bitten is going to look at it and live. And Moshe made a snake out of copper. And he put it on the pole. And it was, if a snake bit a man, and he would gaze at this copper snake and he would live. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Ches Al Nes Al Kloinos on a pole. Jump to the next Rashi. Kol Hanoshoch, anyone that's bitten. It doesn't say anyone that was bitten by a snake. It said anyone that was bitten. Afilu Kelva Chamar Noshchay. Even if a dog or a donkey bit him, Hayanizek Umisnav Nevahoylech, he would be damaged and he would slowly but surely get worse until he died. El Neshichas Hanochash Meheres Lahamis. It was the bite of the snake which caused him to die really quickly. Lekach Namar Kan. That's what it says over here. V'ra Oisai. In this pasuk it says V'ra Oisai. Re'il Ba'alma. Just looking at this copper snake was going to heal him. Uvneshichas Hanochash Namar. In regards to being bitten by a snake, it says in the next pasuk V'hibit and he gazed. V'hayam Noshach Hanochash as Ish V'hibit. Shloi Hayamar Neshach Hanochash Lisrapais. Because the bite of a snake doesn't heal very quickly. Elim Ken Mabit by B'chavana. Unless he looked at it with a lot of kavana, with a lot of concentration. Remember Rabbi Seinu and Chazal say, V'chinochash memes oimechaye, is it a snake that causes life or not? They looked at a snake, it was the snake that healed them. El bezman shayu yisrael mistakim klapei ma'alo u'mishabim nislibim lavim shabbat shamayim. It was when Klai Yisrael, they looked up to Shamayim, and they subjugated their hearts to Hashem in Shamayim. Hayim misrapim, that's what caused their refuah. That's what brought about their healing. V'imlav, if not, hayu nimaikim, they would slowly waste away. Pasuk Tesen Rashi, nechash nechoshes, a copper snake. Now loy nemar loy nilasoyseshal nechoshes, Hashem never told Moshe Rabbeinu to make it out of copper. Al amar Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kari nachash, Hashem called the snake a nachash. V'ani asenu shel nechoshes, I'm going to make it out of copper. Lashon nefel lashon, it's one expression along with another one. Nachash nechoshes, a copper snake. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the sixth aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.